From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China made its largest weekly U.S. beef purchase on record 2 weeks ago, followed by its biggest U.S. corn deal in almost a month. That's according to USDA data showing China bought a net 3,315 tons of U.S. beef in the week ending August 20th, the largest weekly buy dating back to 1999. AgWeb.com reports China also bought over 11,000 tons of U.S. pork, the most in a month. Following complaints that loopholes allow farmers' family members who are not directly involved in operations to claim federal support, the USDA's Farm Service Agency published a final rule that tightens eligibility requirements. According to the National Farmers Union, under the rule, family members can still apply for payments, but must either contribute 25% of a farm's total management time or work at least 500 hours of management each year. NFU says it's committed to ensuring farm support is distributed fairly and equitably. Widespread wildfires have had an indirect effect on Northern California almond farmers as their harvest begins. Farmers say hazy skies and high humidity slow the drying of almonds that have been shook to the ground to start the harvest. Other than the potential delay, the smoke and haze don't affect the crop. California farmers expect a record-sized almond harvest this year and also anticipate large crops of pistachios and walnuts. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.